Navy Blues. We are the Old Dog Navy Blues.
And it's great to catch up with Stephen Trigg, the Carlton CEO, because it all kicks off on Thursday night and it's a Carlton home game. G'day, Stephen.
KB, that is the best song in the competition, don't you reckon?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't?
It might be the second best song, but it's not the best song. It doesn't have yellow and black in it.
No, I'd love to hear that song
it's a bit
after
of a dirge,
the game
don't
on Thursday
reckon?
Night. I'm not sure. Are you the same bloke, by the way, who stood up at the Richmond season launch and taunted Carlton? Is that what I heard?
That'd be me. That would be me.
The footy gods will get you for that.
That's a dirge of a song. You know, we are the Navy Blues. Just about puts you to sleep.
All Blues supporters out there. When I was not at this club, I thought it was the best song, and that's true. And now that I've arrived, no doubt it's a fantastic, steeped in tradition, attached to many great times, and wouldn't we love to hear it midway through Thursday night?
Well, you might like to hear it, but it won't have the same impact as this. That's up and about. That gets people jumping in their seats, Stephen. That's not a dirge.
That's the one I don't want to hear. I respect your opinion, but I don't want to hear it on Thursday night.
Now, also on Thursday night, you've got the first game of the season. We've been talking about fan experiences leading into the opening game of the season. What's in store for Carlton fans and footy fans going along on Thursday night?
Well, firstly, KB, it is for all Carlton supporters and members and everyone involved with the club a great privilege to be able to host round one, and we don't take that for granted at all. You know, the idea of having 80 plus, maybe 85,000 plus people there and massive TV audience, the eyes of the competition, the sporting world watching us on one of the, you know, the celebratory nights of the year is fantastic for us. So we intend to put on a show off the ground and hopefully on. Before the game, you've seen a little bit of it, KB, already. Just a bit of reprising. The theme is this, is to reprise some elements of Princes Park that has meant so much to so many people. You know, so much fondness there for the old days at Princes Park. And so some of that we're dusting off in a more modern way, which is the hovercraft, Captain Carlton, the Heatley End. We'll be doing some neat things with the LED that people will have seen a little glimpse of during the World Cup, which will make it feel very much like days of old, and folding it in with days present. So there's all of that and everything else that goes with round one that is a celebration of the start of the season. We intend to put on a great show.
Do you know how many fans will turn up? Often it's not unusual to get close to 80,000, even over 80,000. Has the feedback for this opening game, and there's been a lot of downside to football leading into the season, we see yesterday and the Essendon decision today as well. So everyone's looking forward to the start of the season. I just wonder whether there's been any feedback that maybe, if it's a beautiful night, that maybe 80,000 will turn up?
I think 80,000 is very doable, KB. Ticket sales at the moment would indicate that they're eclipsing a couple of years ago when we did get 80 and a bit thousand there. The weather looks like it's going to turn messy tomorrow night and then clear by Thursday morning for a fine night Thursday night, which is great for us. And look, you know, you wouldn't bank it at the moment, but every indication is that we'll eclipse 80,000 based on sales so far.
First five games, you've got the Tigers, you've got the West Coast in Perth, you've got Essendon at the MCG, you've got St Kilda in New Zealand, you've got Collingwood at the MCG when Mick takes on the record as the longest serving coach. I noticed that Mick and Mark Murphy have been on record as saying they want players to love the big stage in 2015.
Well, every player in the competition would want to perform on the big stage, every coach, every player. And that Carlton has, and take your example, the first five games, but take our first three home games. What an unbelievably wonderful way for us to start the year for our supporters, our members. You know, the Tigers, the Bombers, the Magpies on a Friday night, a Saturday afternoon, a Friday night. And after that Bombers game, I'll just flag it now and there'll be more detail later. We intend to go over to the Tennis Centre and have a Blues party that takes in as many of the tribe as we possibly can over there. So it is a fantastic way for us to start the season. You know, the Tigers, the Bombers and the Magpies, big time slots, big games to start the year. You get slightly sweaty palmed about it, KB, just thinking about
big games,
the big
traditional
games. Big traditional games. and so we so much want to get them right, you know, successful outings for us. So yeah, hopefully that's the case.
And what is good also is that Mick can't see that Carlton can lose a game this year. He's had a look at the fixture. I'm not quite certain if you're eating your cornflakes when you read that and swallow.
Oh, KB,
nearly choked to death on your cornflakes.
I don't know what.
What he was on?
No. I don't know whether this got any follow-up commentary or not, but I was in the room at our season launch when Mick said that, and I want Carlton supporters to understand this. I mean, Mick is coaching beautifully, but he's very optimistic and very positive with his playing group. And all he was saying on stage at our in-house season launch was, look, is that he's got every confidence in his players. We've had a fantastic summer. We arrive at the first game with a much healthier squad than we had 12 months ago. And he went on with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek. You know, as a matter of fact, I can't see us losing a game. Mm. And so for it to be portrayed as him suggesting that we won't lose, I want people to understand that there's a confidence in there, but there's a certain pragmatism as well, and that for people to understand how that happened. Look, having said all that, KB, we do arrive. Richmond deserve to be favourites. You know, they've had a great end to last season and they're in great shape. But I think Carlton supporters should, you know, they should feel quietly confident about what we can serve up on Thursday night.
Have you got any Carlton supporters? Stephen Trigg joins us, Carlton CEO, because I know that you're trying to get up to 50,000 members. I've taken up a membership.
Yeah,
Greg
done.
Denham has taken up a membership. Now, I dare say it's not too late to become a member of the Mighty Blues. If you take out a Carlton membership, I think before round one, you can help the Blues reach 50,000 in 2015. So I'll give this number, 1300-CARLTON, or you can visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. But has there been a positive response?
Thanks, KB. There has been.
We
know that going back a few weeks, we had a couple of hurdles that we needed to get past. And look, there's some history in that. And then there's just a couple of things over the summer that we didn't quite get right.
Didn't answer the phones.
Well, there's just a couple of things in there that we didn't quite get right. But the spike, if you like, the bounce that we've had in the last few weeks has been fantastic. And I want to thank all members who've jumped on. And to your point, if supporters are thinking about it, it still is such a critical part of what we do as a club. You know, I'd encourage all supporters to be with us, and we will put our best foot forward to make sure that everyone who's on board as a member, and indeed our supporters, are well-loved and respected and embraced.
Stephen Trigg has joined us, Carlton CEO. Stephen, I know you're not a selector, but I suppose there should be some new names and new faces playing for the Blues on Thursday night. Blaine Bokhurst was, I think, your top draft pick. Clem Smith's another one. You've got Liam Jones, he's down there as well, running around. You've got Jax running down there as well, Christian Jax. So are we going to see, you know, a bunch of new faces for the Blues, you think, in the opening game?
The good thing for me here is I haven't been involved in selection this week, or you know, I don't have the final team at hand. But if I was just speaking off the top in terms of what I've seen, I'd be very surprised if Jonesy didn't make the first side. I think he's been really solid throughout the summer and the pre-season games. The same at the other end with Christian Jax. You know, with depending on how they match up, Sam Rowe and Michael Jamieson, key defensive posts, but Christian's done everything right over the summer. He's been very solid. He sticks very tight. And the other one who would be testing the selectors thinking at the moment, mixed thinking, would be Clemmy Smith, because he brings a real energy to the game. He looked very comfortable at the level over the summer. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him slip in there. So, look, there's just two or three that I would think would be a good shot at round one.
9-4-2-9-11-16. Later on, we've got Get Something Off Your Chest. You might like to talk about round one and Carlton's chances. Zappa's also coming up. Bryce McGain and Dr. Turf in the studio. Stephen Trigger's joined us, Carlton CEO. Stephen, I dare say that Gary Peart and his, you've heard Gary probably speaking in his comments about, you know, being shocked getting a phone call from Asada and a couple of players, you know, returning a positive test to clenbuterol. This is one of the problems of being a CEO in this day and age. When that phone rings at odd times, you must get sweaty palms.
Yeah, in the old days, it was... Well, it's a bit, that sort of concept has been always front of mind, and it's why we do so much as an industry in terms of the controls, the educationals, and so forth. But no, that's KB, that's certainly not the call that you want to take. You know, I don't know what to make of it, probably like most people looking on, reading. I just don't know what to make of it in terms of how that can happen. And I'm sure in the full course of time, it'll come to be as to what's happened there. But that's certainly not the sort of call you want to take.
I did a take this morning, Stephen, and I just posed the question. Are we pushing the players too hard, during pre-season to perform to optimum levels? And we talk about all the time about, skin folds and, have to be spot on. We talk about endurance testing and there's a long, long pre-season. We've got to reach these acceptable levels and standards. Everyone seems to be looking for the competitive edge and there's always the X factor and, muscle up and all that sort of stuff. I mean, do we have to take some responsibility that, that we may be putting a carrot out in front of people to try and reach these high standards, the game itself? Do we sit back and say, well, are we doing everything, spot on, or are we creating an environment that, may lead young men astray? This is putting, the Collingwood boys aside. This is just the game in general.
Yeah, no, I think you make a really good point, but the short answer from me is no. I actually don't think that's the case at the moment at all. In fact, in some ways... And it would be interesting to get across the competition the loads that are on players, which we measure now. Between the CBA requirements for days off and an ever-increasing, it would seem to me, there's a bit of intuition in this and a bit of knowledge. It seems to me as though the high-performance areas are buttoning off a little bit in terms of loads and certainly some specificity of loads for certain players as they manage their way through what is a very long campaign of pre-season and in-season. So, KB, I actually think that there's a much more sensible approach to that in the last handful of years. And so it leads to, for me, that in the end, the responsibility, and I'm not even suggesting what the judgment is in the current climate, but in the end, no, it's not about pushing players too hard. It's about people taking responsibility for what goes on. And for all the education and all of the everything that goes on, in the end, people have to take responsibility. I don't think they're being pushed too hard at all at the moment. In fact, I think there's a fair balance with it all.
Well, we're looking forward to Thursday night. It's fantastic for Melbourne. It's great for the competition. It's great for everyone who loves football. We've got the opening game with the Tigers taking on Carlton. We can say to Carlton members, it's not too late to become a member. You're miles behind Richmond at the moment, probably 20,000 members in arrears at the moment. But if you do want to take out a Carlton membership before round one and help out the Mighty Blues to reach 50,000 members in 2015, all you have to do is call 1300-CARLTON or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au to take on the mighty Tiger Army on Thursday night. It's going to be fantastic, Steve, so we look forward to it, and thanks for joining us, and good luck for the rest of the season.
KB, thank you. Thank you for picking up a membership and helping us with all of that. It is for all of the other bits and pieces that are going on at the moment. Round one arrives in just over, 48 hours' time, and I know this line gets rolled out. It's exciting. It is really exciting to be able to open up. And if it's 80-plus thousand people at the home of footy on a Thursday night before Easter, two big traditional rivals, I've said to the staff over and over in recent weeks, we've just got to get it right on and off the field, and because the competition is watching this, and it is really exciting. So we're looking forward to it.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Kobe.
Stephen Trigg, Carlton CEO.